This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Off the ball, rugby.
There definitely seemed to be a bit of doom and gloom. You know, with all the stuff around the thing, it's like, well, Sexton's not making the next World Cup, so now we need to start planning without him. So the mind frames and stuff, I don't think it's completely unique the moment we're in. I just think we've a good way of forgetting.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up today, we'll hear from the Ireland camp over in England ahead of this weekend's huge test at Twickenham. Andy Dunn on the technical areas where Sam Prendergast can improve and why radio silence would be hugely detrimental to his confidence. And the England team has been named with a big young prospect handed a first start. First up today, Ireland are stepping up their preparations for this weekend's huge Six Nations clash with England at Twickenham. There were no fresh injury concerns following training yesterday at Clongowes, and the team have now arrived at Pennyhill Park ahead of Saturday's encounter. The big question, it's the big question every week, let's be real, is who will get the nod at 10 against Steve Borthwick's side. Assistant coach Johnny Sexton was up before media today and says that both Sam Prendergast and Jack Crowley are both going well heading into the week.
Well, they both trained really well today. It's important that, I suppose, not only those two, but, you know, Frawley and Harry Byrne as well, they keep developing and they get game time. So I suppose there's four guys, and I suppose all the criticism for previous cycles, World Cup cycles, was that we didn't develop guys, you know what I mean? And we didn't. We relied too heavily on one in some positions. So we're doing it a different way now, and whether that's right or wrong, you know, everyone judges it a lot of the time by the outcome. But I know that in you know, games to come, they're going to hit their best form, and they'll be in a good place.
Now, head coach Andy Farrell came out very strongly in support of both Prendergast and Crowley following the win over Italy at the Aviva Stadium at the weekend. In particular, he slammed the recent online abuse of the young out-halves. "It takes a lot to break kids like that," he said to written media. "But I've seen it affect people, you know. So the keyboard warriors on Twitter, or whatever you call it now, need to cop on and try and help these kids." You might remember he also came out strongly in defence of his son, Owen, following similar types of online abuse. Now, the dream team of Andy Dunn and Gerry Thornley joined Owen Shehan on Monday Night Rugby this week. Dunn explained some of the technical areas that Prendergast needs to work on to become a proper Test Match 10.
There's technical things for every player to work on at this level. For Sam, his variety in terms of the depth with which he takes the ball would be an obvious one to me. There's a phrase you'd hear in American football about the quarterback being in the pocket. And that's effectively, as you can imagine, the big heavy guys in front of you, and you slip deep into that pocket. You're comfortable and no one can touch you. If you're somewhere in the middle of the pocket, you're more exposed. And if you're at the edge of that pocket, you're right in danger of contact, right? He has fallen into that middle zone. He's not completely out of the danger. He's not taking on danger. He's in that middle zone. He's catching the ball as a 10, static more often than not, and passing it sideways to McCluskey or a forward, almost jogging sideways and releasing it to the forward or McCluskey. It's not penetrative. It doesn't engage the opposition defence. I'm sure he would counter-argue, or Sexton, or he's very much often doing that to set up a play to come back around, like to loop around and get in a better position early. And I think there's a balance. I think he needs to change his left. He needs to come up to the edge of that pocket, looking out the edge of that pocket, take on a few more people with, because he has an injection of pace and he's got the handling skill to delay his pass and just be a bit more of a threat. And another, it's a classic sign as a 10, if things aren't going your way and your confidence levels aren't high, there's a natural tendency to retreat slightly deeper into the pocket for very obvious reasons. You're safer, you can take less out of the ball. Look, I haven't made a mistake, I've done my job and I've handed it to the next guy and we'll set up the next phase. But what it does is it leaves your attack less threatening, less potent. And he can do that. When no one was talking about him a year and a half ago, he's playing European Cup games without thinking about it. He was doing that all day long.
But the former Leinster and Connacht out half also stressed that constant communication and certainty is required to prevent long-term damage to Prendergast's psyche following a recent run of poor performances.
The worst thing that can happen to a young player after that is radio silence, right? That is the worst thing that can happen to him. Okay. Players don't talk to him, coaches, and that, that happened. I was in. If you've trained all your life to go into the professional arena, you take with it the ruthlessness that comes. You have to. And now, unfortunately, that includes social media abuse, which wasn't there 20 years ago.
True.
But sometimes the ruthlessness can be radio silence among your peer group or coaches. That's the worst thing that can happen to him. I don't believe that's going to happen. They don't strike me like that at all in that environment. They will put an arm around him, I think, based on recent times. But it can happen in this sport, particularly you look at the barrage of what's coming at them 3 weeks in a row. Don't really have a whole lot of time. If there's a personnel change, they're on with the week, but someone needs to have a chat with him this week and someone needs to have a chat with him next week and so on. And the key thing at 23 and the key thing at Jack 26 is they're given a sense of support, they're given objective, measurable feedback, realistic targets, all that kind of stuff. You know, rude enough health, both of them, I think. Not a bad thing.
And you can catch up on Monday Night Rugby right now in the Off the Ball Rugby feed, where you'll also find Brian O'Driscoll's thoughts ahead of that Twickenham test. That chat with Bod will be on tonight's Off the Ball, live on News Talk from 7 o'clock. But if you can't wait that long, head over to offtheball.com/join to become a member right now.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Disparo, pegó en la mano del hombre de argentino, se está habilitando el hombre de italiano que ingresa, elude al arquero, viene el empate, ¡gol!
This week on Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors, how a Danish wonder kid nearly ended up at Liverpool, and how the team of the 80s could have won even more. Michael Ledger's proposed move to Merseyside could have altered the European football landscape, but why did the deal ultimately collapse? Find out on this week's Sliding Doors. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast to not miss an episode. Coming to you for free each and every Monday.
The This is Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Now, England have named their team to face Ireland in Twickenham on Saturday. There's a first senior start for Henry Pollock, who earns his 8th cap at number 8. Captain Maro Itoje will become an England centurion. He's named in the second row, while Henry Arundel starts on the wing, having been cleared to play by a disciplinary committee earlier. He's avoided suspension after being shown 2 yellow cards in last week's defeat to Scotland. Ollie Lawrence is back from injury to start at outside centre. He missed the opening 2 rounds of the championship with a knee issue. He'll join Fraser Dingwall in the midfield, meaning Tommy Freeman moves out to the right wing with fullback Freddie Stewart completing the back 3. Alex Mitchell and George Ford are retained at 9 and 10 respectively. It's also an unchanged front row of Ellis Genge, Luke Cowan-Dickey and Joe Hayes. Alongside Itoje in the engine room is Ollie Chessam once again. Tom Curry is also promoted from the replacements to start at 6, while Pollock's inclusion sees Ben Earl move to open side. Guy Pepper and Sam Underhill are named in the 6-2 split for Steve Borthwick's bench, along with Jamie George, Bevan Rod, Trevor Davison and Alex Coles. Jack Van Portfleet and Marcus Smith provide the backs cover this time round, replacing Ben Spencer and Finn Smith. Scotland, meanwhile, have been handed a triple injury blow ahead of this weekend's trip to Cardiff to face Wales. Jamie Ritchie, Jack Dempsey and Jamie Doby are all ruled out after coming off injured in their Calcutta Cup win in Murrayfield. Ritchie was seen on the bench with crutches during that game in Edinburgh, with subsequent confirmation that he's suffered a knee injury. Dempsey sustained damage to his bicep, while winger Doby is out with a shoulder issue. Now, his absence could allow one of Duhan van der Merwe and Blair Kinghorn return to the starting team. They've both been left out of the team for the first 2 games of Scotland's campaign. Darcy Graham could also be in line to start at the Principality Stadium. He's been on the bench for both the games against Italy and England so far. And New Zealand back row Dalton Papa'alii'i will join top 14 side cast at the end of the Super Rugby Pacific season. The 28-year-old has signed a 3-year deal with the French outfit. He captained the Blues in their season-opening win over the Chiefs at Eden Park at the weekend. Papa'alii'i has 37 caps for the All Blacks since his debut in 2018, but he struggled to break into the international side under recently departed head coach Scott Robertson. He made just 1 appearance for the All Blacks in 2025. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. I'll talk to you then.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.